And unfortunately, she's lost her job. But it's got us talking this morning, Nick, about teachers that you can remember, good or bad. You know, people who have done good and bad things over the years.
Yeah, well, I mean, really, my favourite teacher was my mother, because she was the only one that didn't think I was thick. So, and Mr. Edgecombe at Tawa College, I thought he was a pretty sort of out there guy. He had long hair and glasses, and he was a little bit cool. So I always remember Mr. Edgecombe. But apart from that, apart from the Mr. Leach who caned the hell out of me and just about put me into Neverworlds, I don't remember any of my teachers, and none of them actually, you know, and they always were telling my parents that I was thick and should get a job as soon as I could.
What a damn failure of the school system, though. There's one of, you know, there's you, Nick, one of our most successful businessmen in New Zealand, and, you know, how did they not that I want to make you feel good, but how did they, the fact that the system cannot spot talent.
Because
like
if you can't spell in this country, if you cannot spell, you're
thought of a stick. I can't spell because I'm dyslexic too.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I've heard from people this morning who got the strap for not being able to spell. Now, I can understand when you had corporal punishment. Yeah, if you got the cane or you got the ruler on your hand, if you did something naughty. But to punish someone for not being able to spell or to get the maths equation, it just seems really, you know, that I
was
amazing
always on
some of the stories
I've
heard.
Special report or something like that. Yeah. You know, being monitored.
It's a whole different world nowadays.
Very much.
Yeah, really different. And for the better, let's be honest.
I had a wonderful teacher at primary school, Mr. Stanion, who did have an anger problem and did shout at us and did smack the boys on the bum and... wouldn't pass muster today in a school, but we just adored him. And he would do things like take us out in the forests and the bush and tell us all the names of everything. And I went to school at secondary school when I went to college. I remember putting my hand up when they said, any questions for the new intakes? And I went, yes, when do we get homework? Because I was so excited to learn.
It started young.
It did. I was 30. And then I had one teacher at secondary school. He was a biology teacher, Mr. White, who used to meet Sarah in the bridle path. She'd ride her horse. He'd meet her halfway down and have nocky with her.
And Sarah being...
A girl my age.
Oh.
A 14, 15-year-old girl my
dear.
Age. Yeah, so there were some bad eggs.
Yes, yes. And was he ever reported? Was he ever
No, and in those days, I remember she'd talk about it and none of us would say anything. She wouldn't say anything. There wasn't a culture of really naming it.
And these days you'd be on front of the paper.
You'd be in prison.
Yeah, well, as well as being in prison, indeed. It is 13 away from 11. 0800 80 10 80 472 1035. I'll take some more calls after 11 on teachers that stand out for you from when you were going through school. We will be back in a moment with some hots and knots.
These people are trained professionals. Someone to call when you need a hand.
Curtains unhealthy? Got mould? Give your curtains a freshen up. Trust the experts. Fabric Care Floor Care. Upholstery and carpet cleaning and quality workmanship comes from training and experience. Fabric Care Floor Care, working for you since 82. Floorcare.co.nz.
NZ House Surveys are now in your area. NZ House Surveys Hutt Valley offer professional pre-purchase house inspections, lab-based meth testing and building reports for homeowners. Call 04 586 4888 or visit nzhousesurveys.co.nz.
Need your carpet repaired? Ian Matthews from Specialised Carpet Repairs can patch it, stretch it and fix up almost any issue. Call him 021 341 466 or find Specialised Carpet Repairs on Facebook. 021 341 466.
These people are trained professionals. That's who you call when you need a hand.
An NZTA roadworks update. G'day. On Sunday night, there's work on the Paikakariki Rail Overbridge. There's ongoing work from Sunday to Thursday night through Pukerua Bay. On Sunday and Monday night, crews are clearing up storm damage around the Pawataha Nui Inlet on State Highway 58. On State Highway 2, between Nauronga and Petone, there'll be lane closures from Wednesday night. Further north, there are lane closures during the day. And over the Rimataka Hill Road into the Wairarapa, there are multiple work sites. For the latest information on traffic and road conditions, follow NZTA Wellington on Twitter and Facebook.
It's all good to grow.
Composting New Zealand has more than great compost. They're your home of landscaping products for fabulous gardens. All the staples, like base course to paving sand. Plus, check out the amazing range of decorative stone, aggregates and mulches. Composting New Zealand. Park Street, Upper Hutt and Otahanga Road, Parapara Umu. Courtesy trailers available. Call 0800 888 200.
Composting New Zealand, all good to grow.
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
for Hutt Valley Hunting and Fishing's huge four-day-only birthday sale. Loads of half-price deals on camping, fishing, outdoor clothing and more. Get to Hutt Valley Hunting and Fishing's four-day-only birthday sale today until Sunday, Cuba Street, Ellistown.
The Mighty Doobie Brothers are heading to Wellington in April. Thursday, April 20 at TSB Bank Arena with tickets on sale now from Ticketek. Don't miss the Doobie Brothers live in concert Thursday, April 19 at TSB Bank Arena and proudly supported by Newstalk ZB.
Call 0800 80 1080 to talk back with Tim Fuchs on Newstalk ZB with JR Duty Free at Wellington Airport.
It is 10 away from 11 hots and knots in just a moment. Listener says, thanks a lot for the balanced debate on Nick Leggett. I'm from Porirua, and I can tell you he has my support. He had my support from when he tried for Wellington and more so now. That's from Sean. Thank you for that. Josie, what's hot for you this week?
I've just gone and completely forgotten my hot now because I was listening to Nick talk about business, actually. And but my hot is a whole bunch of kids up in Kapiti are going on a world challenge trip next week to Zambia and Botswana. My daughter's one of them. It's terrifying. It's a wonderful thing. And I think it's, we're all terrified as parents, but I just want to wish all the kids good luck. The approach of it is really good. It's all about teaching the kids stuff, not trying to pretend that they're out there saving people in Africa. It's about taking them out of their comfort zone. They get to build a hut in a village and help in a health clinic and go to a school. And
wow, what an eye-opener that's
going to
be.
Amazing experience.
So a school camp effectively to Africa.
Yes.
I remember, well, where did we used to go? To the beach, I think, with a tent.
No, was it Decal Lodge or something? up at Kapiti.
Yeah. With a tent.
And it rained, you get wet, you only had two pairs of socks.
We've had years to raise money for this. It's been a nightmare.
What an experience, though. That's going to be incredible. How long are they going for?
A whole month.
Over Christmas.
So you think those Kapiti kids, there's about, I don't know, 12 of them, are going to come back Changed.
Mm. Absolutely. That's fantastic. Nick?
Well, my hot now is the fact that two of Wellington's iconic businesses have joined together to overcome what's been a very big disaster in Wellington for business people. And I think people don't understand how it's hurt a lot of businesses, with even ones that are open, and a lot of people aren't coming into town and it's hurting them. You know, you can't get car parks. All the car parks are gone and you still pay your car park rentals and all that, still have to pay it, but you don't get a car park. So there's a lot of things, but, you know, to Mojo, to Steve at Mojo, and to Brett Wong, who owns Dragonfly, to join together and do a pop-up. What it really is a pop-up restaurant. So all those people that love Dragonfly, and it's an opposition business to mine, so I'm promoting somebody else, get along and support it. It's absolutely right next to the St. James, and if you want the fine dining of cuisine of Dragonfly, it's open, and I didn't know about it till before this.
And so is Public, Nick's and Bar. All these bars are open in Courtney Place. So I'd say to Wellingtonians, get down there and support our local businesses.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And my not hot is the way the whole Story thing went down, because I actually thought it was great to have an opposition to Seven Sharp, and I enjoyed Story, and I really enjoyed Heather Dupasie-Allen. I think she's a great journalist, and I really enjoy her demeanour and the way she presented that program. I don't know her personally, but
I think she's
fabulous. So for the way that she has been handled by that organisation and dropping Story, I boycotted it now.
And she's leaving, which is a real shame.
Yeah, she's leaving the entire media works. But
she'll be back.
They've lost some massive, massive talent over the last 18 months.
Back.
Yeah, she's too good a talent like and her. She's worked so hard at it, so I'm sure she'll be back, and I just look forward to seeing her in a new form.
Here's another not hot, Coldplay. What the hell are they doing? Their concert this weekend, you're not allowed to bring all these weird things, like you're not allowed to bring a political banner or a studded belt or a bracelet or a glow stick.
Well, I'm honestly
precious bloody celebrities.
I'm going tomorrow night to see Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood at Westpac Stadium.
I'm sure you can wear a studded belt today.
I'm sure you can wear that, and I'm just trying to work out whether to wear my cowboy hat, because you don't get a lot of opportunities to wear it in Wellington, so this could be my chance.
I feel very sorry for the person that's anywhere behind you with you, because you're six foot six with a cowboy hat.
Good on you guys. Thank you so much for that. Joseph Vigani and Nick Mills for another week on the Friday. For more information on this big concert tomorrow night in Wellington in the next hour, 6 away from 11.
Did you know Charles Fleming Retirement Village is holding a rest home, hospital and dementia care centre open afternoon this Sunday from 1 till 4? We're delighted to offer you a tour of our beautiful village, our service departments, rest home, hospital and dementia care centre. Visit any time between 1 and 4 for a no obligation tour of our beautiful village. We'll also be holding an information presentation at 2 p.m. where you can learn more about our rest home and hospital care options and entitlements. Feel free to bring a friend or family member with you, and please call us if you require assistance with transport. We look forward to seeing you this Sunday between 1 and 4. Charles Fleming Retirement Village, part of the Ryman Healthcare Group, 112 Parata Street, Waikanae. For more information, please phone Louise or Katie on 04 293 1350.
Hi, I'm Steve Hilson, General Manager of Winger Motors, and I'm proud to announce that we're bringing our experience to BMW's performance. From December 1st, Jeff Gray BMW will be known as Winger BMW Wellington. With over 80 years of experience across New Zealand, Winger BMW will bring a whole new level of service to your ultimate driving experience. Come in and test drive Winger BMW at 138 Hutt Road, Kai Whareawhare.
Hip hip!
Hooray!
For Hutt Valley Hunting and Fishing's huge four-day only birthday sale. Loads of half-price deals on camping, fishing, outdoor clothing and more. Get to Hutt Valley Hunting and Fishing's four-day only birthday sale today until Sunday, Cuba Street, Ellistown.
Light, bright, modern, spacious, great location, fantastic neighbours.
What are you talking about?
Enliven has retirement apartments available at Huntley Apartments in Karori. They don't come up often.
Perhaps we should take a look.
Definitely. I hear the 1 and 2 bedroom apartments are all modern, warm and just the right size.
Enliven's Huntley Apartments offer top quality independent retirement living. For more information, visit enlivencentral.org.nz or call a sales agent on 439 4949.
When it comes to managing your property,
talk to the team who really are a team.
And work as a team. Colin, Jude, Stephen and Raywin at Harvick Property Management.
Find out more at harvick.co.nz.
We are coming up to the news at 11. More of your calls after 11. Anything you like, don't forget any events you have on this weekend you'd like to publicise, you're most welcome to in the final hour on a Friday. Yeah, give you some details. In fact, a couple of good concerts on in Wellington tomorrow. I'll give you some more details on that in the next hour. We'll get an update on Queensgate. And love to hear more of your stories on good or bad teachers.
Kick that old bed into touch and buy your new bed today from Brownie's Mattress Direct. For the best bed, best deals and interest-free finance, see Brownie's Mattress Direct, your bedding experts, 202 Thorndon Quay.
You love your swimming, hitting the pool on the weekend, a few lengths before work, even a lap at lunchtime. But now you know every tile in the pool by name, what's next?
Out of the pool!
Yep, the New Zealand Ocean Swim Series is the next thing for your swimming. With four distances to choose from, there's something for every swimmer. Next event's 29th of January in Wellington. Check out oceanswim.co.nz. Proudly supported by Newstalk ZB, Jetstar and Wellington City Council.
Hello World Porirua and Parapara Umu invite you to join me, Bill Kwan and Tim Fuchs for the Travel Bug Show each Thursday to learn about new destinations, travel tips, the latest deals and specials every Thursday from 11:35 a.m. on Newstalk ZB.
If you want to get your new crops in faster this season, you need Weedmaster TS540 from Nufarm. Weedmaster is a high-strength glyphosate with the power of twin salt technology that gets stuck into weeds for a faster brownout and quicker turnaround. Well proven in New Zealand conditions, Weedmaster is rainfast within 20 minutes. So to get the twin salt advantage for your farm, look for Weedmaster TS540 at newfarm.co.nz today.
Did you know Charles Fleming Retirement Village is holding a rest home, hospital and dementia care centre open afternoon this Sunday from 1 till 4? We're delighted to offer you a tour of our beautiful village, our service departments, rest home, hospital and dementia care centre. There'll be an information presentation at 2 o'clock. Charles Fleming Retirement Village, part of the Ryman Healthcare Group, 112 Parata Street, Waikanae. For more information, 04 293 1350.
Yeah! Your Christmas feeling starts at The Warehouse with amazing deals. Get playtime started with selected LEGO toy brands such as LEGO City, LEGO Friends and LEGO Duplo. Now buy one, get one half price. Freshen up with 30 to 50% off a huge range of men's and women's fragrances. Fill their stockings with Bond's family underwear. Now buy one, get one free. And get your home ready for summer with 40% off a wide range of homewares. Get that Christmas feeling at The Warehouse. Conditions apply.
Tandy Children's Wear
has New Zealand's lowest prices guaranteed.
Dresses now from $4.99 and knit shorts now from just $3.99. Shop online at tnt.co.nz or any TNT Children's Wear store.
News Talk ZB News with Oxygen, trusted to maintain and protect your investment property.